Hurricane Ike could make landfall in Texas or Louisiana later this week. It already has left its terrible mark on Haiti, and we'll go there in a few moments. First to Cuba, where the latest of four powerful storms of this year's hurricane season roared just south of the Cuban capital, Havana, this morning. It cut a wide path of destruction across Cuba yesterday. And we're joined now by BBC correspondent Michael Voss, who's in Havana. Good morning.
Good morning, Renee.
What does it look like there in Havana now? Is the city emptied out pretty much of people?
It hasn't emptied out of people in the way that you see on the Gulf Coast of the United States. You don't get the roads out of town packed with cars, with everyone heading out of town. This is such a narrow island. There's no other places to go to. You don't see anybody on the street. Those that were living in low-lying coastal areas, and those particularly in Havana, in some of the old, crumbling, structurally unsafe apartment buildings, have been moved to safer buildings. We are now starting to feel the impact of our. We're on the outer edge of it. We're getting gusts of wind of about 75 miles an hour in Havana. It's sitting just off the south coast of Cuba at the moment. Going to make landfall again, any minute now, and come up towards Havana and the northern coast and the Gulf of Mexico over the course of the next few hours. So I think we're expecting things to actually get much worse here in Havana shortly.
There has been a lot of concern about how Havana's older buildings, many of them historic, would hold up if the hurricane hits the city. What about that?
There are a lot of old buildings here which are structurally unsound, that they're in a very poor condition, and if they get hit by a hurricane, there is a serious risk that they will collapse. The colonial Spanish World Heritage site here is reasonably well restored. I don't think that's the biggest worry. It's much more the 19th century buildings in central Havana, the old sugar wells, which really are crumbling at the seams. And I think these are the ones that are most at risk.
Now, Cuba has reported its first deaths in the storm, and it's really a handful of people. It's just four people so far. Apparently, no fatalities during Hurricane Gustav, which struck Cuba as a Category 4 hurricane. How does Cuba manage to do so well in these situations?
I think the communist authorities here pride themselves in taking hurricane preparedness very seriously indeed. Fidel Castro made it one of his priorities very early on in the revolution. There was a bad hurricane, a lot of Cubans died, and at that point he said, you know, this is one of the ways that the state can show that it cares. And ever since then, they've taken it seriously. They plan well in advance. Every year before the hurricane season strikes, they have dress rehearsals. Every single province and town is told to work out who's most at risk, where people would be moved to, where the shelters are, what they do about transport, etc. And then you've got the army and civil defense standing by to move in afterwards. So they take it very seriously. However, the difficulty with this storm's been that it spent so long over Cuba. I mean, we're talking more than a day working its way up the entire length of the island, stretching the emergency services to the limit. And I'm still trying to work out, but my understanding is that actually these are the first hurricane-related deaths for several years, if not more than a decade.
The BBC's Michael Voss speaking to us from Havana. Thank you very much.
Thank you.